Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 6, we were taught that being meek does not mean being weak. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Because that our sinful nature, if we seek to walk according to it, not follow God's guidance, that sinful nature draws us into worldly activities. Activities we believe that are acceptable to God. We see, Satan is a great deceiver. There are many passages in the Bible that show how easily we are deceived. That's why we must always, always, always seek and follow God's biblical standard, which never changes, my friend. And be very careful in all we do. Although something may be acceptable to worldly society and seem right, it may not be. And often is not acceptable to God. So, my friend, we need to think these things through. We must learn to live by faith when most of those around us have abandoned it for the world. Now, the fourth thing we see that we're to follow after is love. And the Greek word is agape. It is a love of Christ and then allowing God's love be manifested through us. It's not a matter of convenience, rather of commitment, regardless of how one feels. It is a true and honest and living commitment to Christ. The next thing is patience. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and now patience. If you're a man or a woman of God, not talking about being a preacher now, being a man or woman of God, follow after patience. Patience is defined as to abide under, enduring regardless of your circumstances, enduring in righteousness, and carrying out your responsibility before God, even when you are opposed by family and friends. You continue to carry out the will of God. And the last thing to follow after here is meekness. Again, look at that verse here in verse 11. He says, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Well, meekness is a hard thing when you've been through all the other things that we've been talking about. Now, meekness does not mean that we are to be spineless jellyfish Christians. Again, meekness is not weakness. A couple of verses come to mind. Luke 9:23. If any man will come after me, Jesus says, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. See, a meek man says, okay, I'm going to deny any kind of desires, things that I was going to do in my life, and it's all what God's called me to do. And he has surrendered his will to the will of God. And that's a meek person. Galatians 2:20 says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now understand, weak people will not do these things. They will not just surrender their total will over to God. Their life that they live in the flesh, they will not live by the faith of the Son of God who loved them and gave himself for them. Weak people don't do that. Meek people do. Weak people do not deny themselves and take up their cross daily. Nor do weak people live by obedient faith. What kind of a person are we in this day? I believe that the problem of the need of revival in America has nothing to do with Hollywood or Washington. I think it has to do with we Christians and our lack of commitment. So we see that we are commanded in a military way to flee and to follow. Now the third imperative command is fight. We see that in verse 12. Let's read again verse 12 here of 1 Timothy 6. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. The word translated fight is from the Greek word agonizomai. We get our word agonize from it. Faith has a definite article meaning, the faith. Now, we know that in the last days, men are not enduring sound doctrine. That's what the faith is talking about, sound doctrine. Part of my praying, especially as I pray for my family and loved ones, is that they learn sound doctrine, and the Holy Spirit will teach them how to live by that sound doctrine, to govern their decision-making and the manner in which they live their life. My friend, all I can just say from the vantage point of the Scriptures and as a pastor, never abandon doctrine and living by doctrine. Never abandon that for any reason, nor for any person. Fighting for faith is proclaiming it and never backing down from the truth. Although many in church are calling you to change or say nothing. I remember on 9/11 that some pastors, nationally known pastors, come out and said something about they thought God was judging. Boy, media started railing against them. These guys shut up and apologized. Well, although they were holding offices of pastor, preachers, they feared the media more than they feared God, and they backed off. My friend, if you can't see the judgment hand of God upon this country starting to be poured out, and you don't see that that is one of the things that have happened that God hopes that will cause us to repent, then, man, you are spiritually blind. Now, I understand the media getting mad because they are spiritually blind. They don't have the capacity to understand. You can't understand without Christ. You can't understand just being religious. You have to have a holy, righteous relationship with God. Now, when he says fight the good fight of faith, it's referring to a hard struggle and doing battle. As a matter of fact, this was often used in referring to the struggle of an athlete in the Greek Olympic Games. Now, for Christians, this is not physical fisticuffs. It's a spiritual battle. And our weaponry is much different. It's opposite of the world. In 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, we read this. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, under cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, where do I find the knowledge of God? Well, I find that in His Word. And then in turn, I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And when we're living in obedience to the Christ, what is that? Well, as we stated earlier, that is righteousness. And that's how we fight the battle of truth. You see, a lot of people think, well, hey, I'm doing good because I'm not drinking, I'm not smoking, and I'm not cussing, and I'm not cheating, and I'm not going to these filthy movies, and I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. But you're not standing up, and you're not speaking up, you're not witnessing, you're not faithful in God's house in some cases. Well, see, just being quiet is not being righteous. That's just, as one of our listeners wrote me recently and said, silence is not always golden, sometimes just plain yellow. And I'm afraid that's what's happened out there. There's just a lack of trust in God to sustain you if you should be attacked even by family and friends. You don't trust God for it. Now, the Apostle Paul refers to this as at the end of his life in 2 Timothy 4, verses 7 and 8. Paul said, I fought a good fight, and I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Well, who are people that love God's appearing? Well, we've been told they fight the good fight. They don't cower. They finished the course. God gave them something to do. They didn't quit. They kept the faith. They kept sound doctrine. They lived by it, and they proclaimed it. Anyone that does that has a crown of righteousness laid up for them because they've endured. And they stayed true. They didn't quit. They've been patient. Notice our fight in Ephesians 6, 12 and 13. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, all of those are divisions of fallen angels or Satan's angels, devils. There's a group of principalities, there's a group of powers, there's groups of rulers of the darkness of this world, and there's those of the spiritual wickedness in high places. And we see a lot of that in our governments today, especially here in our country, where all of a sudden they're starting to even put on their platforms that we're going to have homosexual marriages and other things they do, provide condoms or whatever else goes along with that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.